J.C. Gessling. Let me get that out right here. I want to say good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in this morning. J.C., you are starting up a new business venture in Columbia, as I understand it, hoping that you'll tell us a little bit about this, if you will.
Absolutely. So we're getting ready to open a business called Tiny Town Play Cafe, which is kind of a new concept, actually. It's an indoor play space and cafe. So we will be making Camacho coffee. The guys over in Columbia at Camacho Coffee are fabulous. Jesse and his wife, Megan, and delicious coffee, of course. But it's kind of just an indoor play space for parents to bring young kids. We do imaginative play. So we have built out playhouses that look like a miniature vet clinic, a miniature construction site, a house, a grocery store, and an office, and then stocked them with all the toys needed to dress up and pretend and drive grocery carts, as well as a baby area, and then cafe seating for parents. So we're really excited about offering a place for families with young kids to come and kind of relax and have fun.
Absolutely. Sounds like a lot of fun. Parents can sit back and kind of watch their kids play. As I understand, it's not a daycare, because a lot of people say, is this a daycare? Is that right?
Absolutely. It's not a daycare. No. And this is parent supervised and completely parent supervised. But we love to have parents and caregivers, nannies, grandparents come and bring their kids. There's cafe seating, so you can sit kind of on the cafe side with an addition to a kind of a pony wall throughout the facility. So anywhere you're at, you can still see your child. There's also a great ledge to set coffee drinks, so you could actually just stand and lean on the ledge and see your children running around and playing. So it's really conducive to a relaxed environment for parents to not have to chase kids and climb up into things looking for children. So we're really excited about offering that for parents as well as fun for kids.
Very nice. How'd you come up with this concept? You have children of your own. Is that why you kind of wanted to do something like this?
I do. So I'm we have 3 kids, 7, 4, and 2, and I have been actually staying at home the last 5 or 6 years. I was an educator before that, but it just kind of came from a pain point in my own life. We'd go to Columbia for groceries and doctor's appointments, and with an 18-month-old or a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old, there's not a whole lot of places, if the weather's nasty or if it's real hot, to go play for just a little bit. There's not indoor play on a small scale. And so we had visited a lot of children's museums and some play cafes in other cities, and it was just, my kids loved it. We were there for 3 hours. And so it got to be one of those things where it was like, either dream about it forever and wish someone would make it, or just make it and do it.
So you went for
here
it.
Here we are.
All right. Now, when is this opening up?
So grand opening is Saturday, May 21st. And then we'll be open through the week, 8 to 3. And we actually work on reservation systems. So 2-hour reservation blocks. You just make, everything's online. You make a reservation, number of kids, pay. And then you have that 2 hours. At the end of that 2 hours, everybody leaves. We're going to disinfect the whole facility. And then the next group comes in. So you just kind of have to do some pre-planning, which if you're taking kids anywhere, you're making plans. You're not just dropping off at Six Flags and thinking, let's stay for the day.
Right.
So the reservation system will help keep us adequately staffed. It will also make it really easy to cap capacity, which we're going to do. So it's not an unexpected situation when you walk in. It's always kind of the same routine as far as how many people are going to be in the building.
Are you accepting reservations yet? Or
we are. Actually, we're accepting. Our open house was scheduled for this week, and then with construction and how that works, it got pushed to next week, but it is completely booked. So I don't think there's any more spots at the open house, but the grand opening is Saturday, and I know there's spots there. So if you go to tinytownplaycafe.com, you can do reservations. You can already start booking birthday parties. We're going to do private space rentals for birthday parties, so you get the whole facility. Anything from you just rent it and bring your food to you rent it and we will do all the food, all the decor and everything. So we're really excited about having some fun birthday parties too.
How many people are you going to have working for you there?
Right now I have 3 employees. 2 of those are college girls in Columbia, and they're sweet and very helpful. And one is actually a young mom that's kind of around here, Mid-Missouri local, and she's just going to work kind of part-time. She's got a couple little kids and wants to help, so we're really excited.
And as I understand it, your mom, head coach Jill Angel from Centralia School District, we have to give a shout-out to Coach Angel. She's going to be doing a little helping out, too.
Absolutely. She gets to help out probably more than she thought she signed up for, whether that's helping with grandkids and transporting people and helping clean up and unbox toys. And I stuck around putting together a grocery store set up the other day, and this probably about ended her. But, no, she's going to help out some in the cafe, and I think really excited for some different stuff after retirement. So I'm excited to have her. It's a really good time for us.
We're excited for you and want to wish you the best of luck on your new venture. And grand opening, as you say, is going to be this Saturday. It is a Tiny Town Play Cafe. And the owner, J.C. Gessling, is our guest this morning. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Matt. I appreciate it.